It's not very often I get two Olympic medalists in studio with me, but they're both here today. Chandra Crawford, Sarah Renner, both joining me. How are you both doing today?
Great. Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, good. So, Sarah, let's start first with a World Cup update.
This last week, we had the Tour de Ski, which is the hardest 10 days on the World Cup. It's just insane. It's a whole bunch of races chalked into 1 week, and it ends with the hardest hill climb up a downhill slope. And we had three Canadians who managed to finish the grueling event this year. It was a highly competitive Canadian team, but they were disappointed with their performance, and they're really vowing for revenge on the Ski Tour Canada. So Alex Harvey, he led the way for Canada. He finished 12th overall, and he really wanted a podium this year. Two top seven placings, so nothing shabby from Alex Harvey. I think we can really expect some great things from him. And Norway's Martin Jansrud Sundby just aced the event, and he proved that he is in another stratosphere with several dominant performances. Devin Kershaw finished 19th in the final stage of the Tour de Ski for a 34th overall, and a really poor second day put him out of contention early. But the good news is he's fired up to recapture many of those lost opportunities, and I think we can see some strong results from Devin in the future. Ivan Babakov led the Canadians on the final day on that hard, hard hill climb. That's sort of his signature event. He's won it before. He finished 11th for a 30th overall. He's happy that he left everything on the course and really looking forward to coming back to race in Canmore. So now these men, they actually give them a couple weeks off, and they're allowing the B team to earn a few World Cup starts and get a chance to sort of test their mettle on the World Cup circuit. Emily Nishikawa has been doing great on the OPA. She's just had two bronze medals. And Daria Bedia and Maya McIsaac-Jones have had a taste of the next level on the World Cup circuit.
How about on the biathlon side of things?
Biathlon was incredible. Nathan Smith is just sheer magic. He scored an impressive sixth place on Saturday's 12.5 pursuit, out sprinting the top Norwegians, which always feels good to grab a spot in the flower ceremony. He actually stayed over in Europe, spent Christmas and his birthday in Chamonix, and it really looks like it paid off. He's finished in the top 30 in all his races last weekend, 15th in the sprint, 25th in the mass start, and it has been his best World Cup weekend so far, and he's just on the hunt for more podiums just in time for the World Cup racing coming to Canmore, Feb 1st to 7th.
Chandra, I know your sister Rosanna was out of commission at the beginning of the year there. How's she feeling?
Rosanna has bounced back from her cold. My little super sis is just so amazing at biathlon. It's been really fun to watch her career. And this year, like every year, a new PB getting her first medal, the silver medal in the fall in the two-person relay. So Rosanna's in fine form and ready to race. She's building up to the World Championships in Oslo, but looking forward to coming home pretty quick here for the Canmore World Cups.
Sounds good. Yeah, with the Canmore World Cups, we were just talking about this off air. It's been a ridiculous amount of time since there's actually been a biathlon World Cup here in Canmore, which is really surprising considering the facility we have. So this will be Rosanna's first chance to race in front of the home crowd on the World Cup stage, isn't it?
I'm so thrilled for the biathletes to get to race at home. Like you're saying, they haven't had that chance yet this whole generation. They might be feeling like I was heading into Canmore World Cups, apprehensive. Maybe there's a lot of pressure. Maybe everyone expects you to do something fantastic when you have to perform for the hometown crowd. But I found that once I got out there in the stadium and saw the three sisters and heard the cheers and the cowbells, all that stress melted away. I was just a happy kid to be skiing at the Canmore Nordic Center again, even though I was in my 20s. And I think they're going to have that same experience of feeling supported and feeling like they know every inch of that snow and they've got this dialed.
Talking about, you know, actually starting and the energy there, what's it like to actually win a medal in front of the hometown crowd?
Oh, the experience of getting a good result at home is just fantastic. My dad was the cameraman and he was up on this huge scaffolding. It was cold, so he was wearing his one-piece yellow North Face suit that he always wears. And he's a big, tall dude with white hair. And I put my hands up in the air and he put his hands up in the air as well. And we got to share a moment like that. I also remember the swarm of kids getting autographs. Even in the years when I didn't win a medal, there was always a lot of fans around. Fans that are friends and fans that are kids I got to babysit. So it's really personal and it's a really nice time to connect as a community.
Sarah, I remember actually being there when you won a silver World Cup medal at the Canmore Nordic Center some years ago. And I was actually live on the air at the time and just everyone went ballistic. It was nuts. What was that experience like for you winning at home?
There's something so special to have won. Wanted something for a long time and then to be able to do it in front of friends and family and to be surrounded by those people that support you. It just really brings it home, because usually you're in Europe and it's sort of an event that people read about in the papers, but to actually do it in front of your friends and family and to be able to give all those people that support you the gift of having a great race is really special. And I think for me now, knowing what goes into organizing these races and all the volunteer hours and all the passion that goes into pulling these things off, and the Camwer does a world-class job at it, just I'm so grateful that people did this for the Nordic community. They did it for the national ski teams, and I'm glad that we were able to have great performances as a way of saying thank you for all the incredible hard work and passion and belief that people have put into us.
So Biathlon World Cup in February, Cross Country World Cup in March at the Canmore Nordic Center. One more thing before we go, you guys are both wearing these awesome Fast and Female toques. Chandra, I'll turn it back over to you there.
Well, the Canmore community is no stranger to Fast and Female. We've been having events here for 10 years, and this one that we'll have at the World Cup Cross Country events on Saturday, March 12th will be a little different because we will have the international racers present at the event who have been hosting events in their home countries. So there have been events in Sweden, there have been events in Norway and in the United States, and this will be a different chance to get to meet not just our Canadian team, but also some of the international skiers, which I have to admit is a great part of being a ski racer. The travel, getting to meet people from other countries. There's a whole group of girls that get to listen to the stories, and they get to hear stories like, what was Sarah Renner thinking when she passed on the inside of that icy corner to win her medal at the Canmore World Cups? As we all know, Canmore's course has that turn now called Renner's Revenge. And I never tire of hearing how events like that happen and how female role models capture that confidence and strength and then pass it on to the next generation.
Overall, how's Fast and Female been going? What have you guys been up to?
Biggest year ever for Fast and Female. We had 3,400 girls come to our events last year all over North America. We're now in 25 different sports. We had these four events that we planned all year that were huge full-day events with lots of different athletes from different sports and very life-changing moments for the participants. We got to meet Kaylee Humphreys at a big Calgary event. You could say to any of the girls, hey, what would Kaylee Humphreys do in this situation? And you can just see they would channel a lot of confidence and a lot of ability to chase their dreams and not be self-conscious and just go for it. The Renner girls are growing up. We've got three in the pipeline here. It's pretty special to get to have lots of events with Sarah and with Arya, Gabby, and Maya.
It's a great update on Fast and Female, and of course, getting ready for the World Cup action for biathlon in February, cross country in March up at the Nordic Center. Sarah and Chandra, thanks so much for the update today.
Thanks for having us. We'll see everyone ringing those cowbells.